This is Ashland Connected, sharing stories of success in our connected communities, inspiring you to get connected too. Ashland Connected, a presentation of the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce, is brought to you by the Bill Harris Dealerships in Ashland and Loudonville. Now, here's your host, Amy Daubenspeck.
Hi, Chamber friends. Today on Ashland Connected, we are going to talk about meditation through music therapy. And I have with me today as my guest, Becca Smith. She's a music therapist with University Hospitals, Connor Whole Health, and Samaritan Medical Center. Hi, Becca. How are you doing today?
Hi, Amy. I'm doing great. And thanks. That's a long intro. You did good. My title's long.
It kind of is. So why don't you give us a brief overview of your background?
Yeah. So when I grew up, I was always obsessed with sports. My parents said they watched me run, watching the Olympics, seeing the sprinters, and I would also sprint in my room and pretend that I was a sprinter. So I always was interested in sports. And then later down the road, I discovered music therapy as a career option. And that was something that was super intriguing to me because music therapy is a newer profession and it can be adapted. And so I thought maybe music therapy could be used with athletes in the future. And so I went to Cleveland State University, got my degree in music therapy there. I interned at University Hospitals, Geauga and Chardon, and then Parma Medical Center. And I worked at a little bit of an interim role at University Hospitals in Cleveland and Richmond. And then I came to Ashland and I'm running the program as a music therapist at Ashland Samaritan Medical Center.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
As a music therapist in the medical setting, I am a part of the treatment team. So I will go to the med-surg huddle in the morning, medical surgery, that's what it stands for. And I will work with the social workers, doctors, and nurses, check in with them, checking to see who's at the hospital, who might be in need of music therapy. And typically in medical music therapy, we target stress, pain, anxiety, and coping. So if someone is extra stressed out that day, going through something where they just could use some extra support, then the music therapist will get referred to that patient. I'll do a little bit of assessment of that patient, talking to the medical team and looking at their chart. And then I'll go in and do an assessment session with that patient at bedside, see how they're doing, introduce music therapy services. And we always give them that choice if they want music therapy or not, because there's so many things going on in the hospital that they don't have control over. But music therapy is something that we want to give them autonomy if they want it or not. If they do want it, then we continue with that, those choices of autonomy and talk about what their favorite music is, if they're super stressed out, and all of that plays a role into what I do as a music therapist to help guide them to having a higher state of well-being. Yeah, I'll go around on the patients, and then that's kind of what a day looks like when I don't have any community groups, but sometimes I do have community groups out a few times a month, and we'll go out there and work with those community patients. And those sessions look completely different than my sessions with my inpatients at bedside. So typically that's what a general day looks like in the hospital. But anything goes. If you know you work in the hospital, anything goes. So
is there a certain type of patient that you see more often than not? Are they more trauma related, or is it more like pain management, or is it just kind of run the gamut?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say that if a patient is on palliative care or hospice, then they will automatically get a referral for music therapy to help with end-of-life support, family support, spiritual support, and just helping, like I said, support three times already, but really helping support them with that transition from life to death, which is a very... there's really no words to describe what that transition is like. But if the patient does respond to music therapy and the family is receptive to that, it's something that really helps support them during that time. Yeah, in general, there's really no specific patient, and it's really where that patient is at any given day. So, you know, you and I, we could be super happy one day and then not happy the next day. But when you're in this hospital setting, that adds in a whole nother level of variables where you're just like going up and down. So yeah, sometimes I work with cancer patients. Sometimes I work with surgery patients. And it's just, yeah, whoever's there on any given day.
You had mentioned community groups. Could you explain what those are about?
Yeah. So last year in 2023, right? 2024. I wanted to really focus on the places that our patients go if they're not getting discharged home. And some of those places include Ashland Inn at the Woods, Crystal Care, Brethren Care, Good Shepherd. And when I go to those places and do those community groups, I get to follow up with my inpatients that I saw in the hospital, which is really special, I think is unique to Samaritan and rural settings in Ashland, where we get to know each other, you know, in inside and outside the hospital and follow up on, hey, just how are you doing and how are you coping with life? And are you able to continue doing any of the things that we talked about in your session as an inpatient? But in those community groups, like I said, it's a group, so it's not one-on-one. But if I'm working in a memory care setting, you focus on isolation reduction, communication, and helping support those individuals through the use of music in their teen years that helps elicit those long-term memories and allows them to open up and interact and really come to life through that. And that's an example of one of my community groups with memory care is supporting them in that way. But I also do work with patients in the vent unit, rehab. And yeah, at the end of the day, the goal is to just provide a specialized service to these groups that they wouldn't be receiving otherwise and help provide that holistic idea of not just providing specialized services to patients while they're an inpatient, but keeping up with that continuity of care while they're out in the community and living their lives.
So I would guess that COVID probably changed the landscape for you quite a bit in your position. How did you manage doing this type of therapy during COVID?
That's a good question. If I were to think back, I would say I probably joined University Hospitals a little bit after COVID began. So during that time, we were completely masked, like wearing goggles, would sanitize even more than we do now before and after sessions. And if patients were tested positive for COVID, we had what we call like this virtual unit where there was an iPad strapped onto it. It looked like a robot. It was pretty cool, actually. And we would work with the nurses and the nurses would gown up and take that virtual unit into the patient's room that has COVID. And then the music therapist would go back to their office and do a virtual session with that patient. So inpatient wise, we were still able to provide services, but community wise, all community programming was put to a halt with COVID.
How about anecdotal information or success stories? Is there any specific thing that you kind of like hang on to? Like, this was monumental for me in my career as far as a breakthrough with a patient or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. I would say my favorite sessions that I get to do is when I walk in and the patient's just like, I haven't slept all day. I haven't maybe even slept all week. I'm just so stressed, so tired. And there's so many distractions in the hospital setting that it is hard to sleep and you have to get your medication, you know, and all these things that are required to take care of you are also preventing you a little bit from getting that rest. So as a music therapist, I like to come in and hold that space for those patients. And I check with the nurse to make sure that no one needs to come in, put a sign on the door. And I think what's very meaningful that I get to do with my work is the sleep support that I get to do. And I will structure the session in a way that the patient is able to fall asleep during music therapy. And sometimes I think one of my favorite quotes is like, that's like the best nap I ever had. Or a lot of times they'll fall asleep and you can quietly tiptoe your way outside of the room and they keep sleeping. And so I see them the next day and they're like, hey, like, I woke up and you were gone. I was like, yeah, you were sleeping. So I think those are very meaningful sessions for me. But on a quantitative level, music therapists on our team at University Hospitals, Connor Whole Health, take pre and post data. So we have our patients rate their stress, pain, anxiety, and coping on a 0 to 10 Likert scale. And we see that on average that there's a 2-point reduction in stress and pain and anxiety. And so sometimes you come in and you do the assessment and everything, and post-session patients will say, you know, sometimes their pain goes from a 10 to a 9 or something, but other times it could be like a 10 to a 0. So I would say, yeah, quantitatively and qualitatively, there's a lot of things that I definitely do hold on to. And it does, yeah, add like what you're saying, meaning to our work.
That's fantastic. We actually met last year. The chamber put on a women's conference last fall, Ignite Mind, Body, and Soul. And we were so fortunate to have you as one of our breakout session leaders. And I unfortunately was not in that session with you because, you know, when you're running an event, that just kind of doesn't happen. But there are so many things that have occurred since then. Could you share some of that with us?
Yes, I know. I've told so many people that Ignite Conference has literally ignited so many things out in the community, and it's been amazing. And yeah, thank you again for having me be a part of that. But yeah, within the breakout session, you know, I have my role as the speaker, I have my role as the educator, but then I also have my role as the music therapist. And sometimes that doesn't always come up, but there's just such a great response to music therapy that I did go into music therapist mode and wanted to validate those women who had shared the impact that music therapy had had on them. And then I was like, you know what, like I do have it in my capacity to provide, you know, going back to what we were saying about community groups, to provide some type of like women's community group where we can keep on doing this and I don't have to go to my PowerPoint and then come back. You know, we can just focus on this. And yeah, that, as you know, has led to a year-long series that we're currently in, going into month 4 of what we're calling the Women Supporting Women Community Group, where we begin with music therapy and education and pull in a guest speaker that specializes in whatever topic we're going through that for that night.
We'll be back with more from our guest, but now let's hear a word from our sponsor, Bill Harris Dealerships.
At Bill Harris Dealerships, we are proud to be distinctly different. Always guided by our core values, we are committed to providing you with a top-rate experience every time you step through one of our doors. Our service and sales teams are staffed with automotive experts who love providing meaningful service to everyone who visits one of our 3 dealerships. So whether you're looking for a brand new Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or something from our always changing used inventory, you can depend on Bill Harris Dealerships to always be there for you.
Well, that's fantastic. It's wonderful to see how things have evolved just from one event. We're excited to do our conference again in the fall. Actually, it'll be in October this year. But I know we talked a little bit before we started this interview about what actually you do for somebody who needs this type of therapy. And I was like, well, maybe we should see how this works. So what I did find out very quickly was you don't just play for somebody, you play something that means something to them. Mm-hmm. And because otherwise it's just entertainment, which, I mean, that just kind of opened my eyes right there before we even got into it. So let's just see where this goes.
I love it.
So you're going to play a song for me that means something to me, correct?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay.
You picked Hotel California.
Yes. Well, you picked it.
I did. I picked it. Yes.
Yeah. For the record, Amy asked me this right before. So
yes, I kind of sprung it on you.
But hey, that's what we do as music therapists. So Amy, I always tell my patients, you're welcome to respond to the music in any way that you like. And that includes singing. If you want to sing along.
If I'm inspired.
Thank you. desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of calitas rising up through the air. And up ahead in the distance, stars shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. Had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. And then she lit up the candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. Any time of year, you can find it here.
Do you want me to keep going, Amy?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
We could do the chorus again, but you do the call after, or you do the response after I do the call. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Yeah, okay. We're doing this one more time.
Okay.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
That's awesome.
Plenty of room at the Hotel California. Any time of year, you can find it here.
Yes, Amy.
Love it. I love that song so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, you know what else we're doing, and I'll talk about this a little bit later too, is we've decided that we've kind of come full circle on this with you, and we'll be doing our Celebrating Women in the Workplace coming up here in April, and we'll be able to share this lovely thing that is meditation through music therapy with the ladies that are coming to that luncheon. So I'm excited for that as well.
Yes, me too.
So before we wrap up, I just wanted to ask you, I know that you're not a resident of Ashland, but you are getting more familiar with our community. And how do you feel that being more connected in the Ashland community will impact what you're doing?
That's a good question. I think I'd like to start by answering that question just by saying, I think small towns are just misunderstood. And when I first came, I was just maybe in that mindset a little bit, but the more I get to know people in the community, I see how dedicated they are to their community. Like, they've lived here their entire life and they have no plans of leaving. And I think that's so amazing and inspiring. So first off, just being more in touch with people, you know, like you, and getting to know you and getting inspired by what people do for this community. Other than that, I think, yeah, just my involvement in the community has helped just raise awareness for, you know, you don't have to just think about your health when you're in the hospital and you're sick, but we should always be thinking about our health and what does that look like from a holistic standpoint, and providing those avenues and partnering with the community. You know, there's no better way to join forces than in that way. And I've just been so blessed to work with everybody and look forward to meeting more people.
That's fantastic. Okay. Well, you know, I don't know if you've ever listened to our podcast before, but I will be putting you on the spot again.
Once again.
So at the end, we do what I call rapid fire questions. And so I have 10 really quick questions for you. Which is better? You ready? You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Being too warm or too cold?
I'd rather be too warm.
Which is better?
Being too warm. Okay, yeah.
Living in a big family or a small family?
Big family.
Reading the book or seeing the movie?
Ooh, reading the book.
Buying a brand name or a generic item?
Generic item.
Living in the city or the country?
The city.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Getting up early or staying up late?
Getting up early for sure.
Learning from education or experience?
Oh, that's a hard one. Experience.
Reading fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Eating ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Fantastic. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up now. I'm going to thank our sponsor, Bill Harris Dealerships, for sponsoring the podcast again in season two. Thank you, Becca, again for this wonderful interview. I'd like to also thank our listeners for listening to the Ashland Connected podcast. You can listen to our podcast through ashlandconnected.com or anywhere, any platform that you get your podcast from. And by the way, as I mentioned before, we are going to be celebrating women in the workplace here very soon. We want to recognize the importance and value of the many positions women fill in the workplace. Whether you are a business owner, administrator, or receptionist, your role is vital to the running of your organization. And this event gives us the opportunity to recognize you for the service and expertise you provide. And we will be very fortunate to have our keynote speaker, Becca Smith, MTBC music therapist, University Hospitals, Connor Whole Health, and Samaritan Medical Center. And she will be talking about modifying meditation through music therapy, minor tips for major outcomes. And that is Thursday, April 25th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ashland University Convocation Center. And I believe we still have seats available. Registration is required. So if you want to come for an amazing meal, our wonderful keynote speaker and activities and a vendor expo and plenty of gifts, because we love to spoil our ladies, make sure you go to ashlandoh.com and click on events and get signed up for Celebrating Women. And with that, this is Amy Dobbins back signing off. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
This has been Ashland Connected. Catch more episodes monthly on ashlandconnected.com, ashlandoh.com, or wherever you stream your favorite podcasts. Ashland Connected is brought to you by the Bill Harris Dealerships in Ashland and Loudonville, and by the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce. The Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce is here to help Ashland businesses get connected to people, services, and benefits to help your business grow. For more information, call 419-281-4584 or visit ashlandoh.com. For more information, this has been Ashland Connected, a service of the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce, a Bryan Media production.